Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Our votes are not enough. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but does something about it. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for the causes you and I care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now and get free activation with offer code GeneV. So go to patriotmobile.com/GeneV, use promo code GeneV, and enjoy America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, amazing coverage, and free activation now.
Rejoining State of the Nation is GOP political strategist and insider, our good friend, host of the Grassroots Truthcast podcast, the ever effervescent Gene Valentino. Check out his website, GeneValentino.com, and his podcast, Grassroots, at Spotify, Apple, all the great podcast platforms. Welcome back, Gene.
Hey, thank you, Timothy. Hey, guys. Did I hear you say you can do some predictive creating of the girlfriend you want through this AI stuff?
Sure.
You could program her right down to the jot and tittle.
Yeah, well, if I dare try to do that, my wife will be sending me to a proctologist to get my head examined. And I probably end up staying there overnight too.
Yeah, bet.
Either that, or you'll both have to jointly visit a proctologist and a podiatrist.
Exactly. Oh God, that was a good segment. I can see the AI can take us into some regions we probably have never delved into before, and that probably is the distinguishing situation for our generation of people, a whole new world of technology and science imposing on us a culture and a way of life we're not predicting right now. Maybe that's part of the stuff that sends us crazy sometimes when we talk politics.
What was the original Star Trek intro? To boldly go where no man has gone before?
Yeah.
Well, so we've gone down a rabbit hole now in America. Our justice system is thoroughly corrupt. The prosecutors are corrupt. Many DAs and even attorney generals basically appointed by George Soros with all of his money. And now we've got the corrupt judge Juan Merchan in New York, who's not going to allow Donald Trump go to his son's high school graduation. What kind of power trip is this moron on?
Boy, this was what I was hoping you'd be asking for today. This is a silly event. This is just one issue. First of all, it's disgusting, and it's unfair to Donald Trump when he's allowing Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels to talk freely on this case without any handcuffs on their mouth. And they're the ones that you got a porn star here who has had a case lodged against Donald Trump, and the court, the judge ordered her to pay $420,000 in Trump's legal fees. And then you've got Michael Avenatti, who was now a convicted felon, behind bars providing commentary from his jail cell. And in parallel to that, talk about how crazy things are. You've got a Congress that has asked Joe Biden to come in and give some testimony, and Biden refuses. But the judge mandates that Trump be around 4 to 6 days a week in the courtroom. Denying him not only the right to go to his son's graduation, but any of his campaign activity between now and November. I'll tell you what it does. I think the people are finally waking up. I think it does nothing but increases poll ratings, and I think it just fattens his campaign war chest. And I hope it happens that way. If we step back and take a look at what's happened, I just feel something more, something less obvious, but more pervasive is occurring. I don't believe Biden alone is smart enough to do it.
No.
I do believe he's got his cabal around him that is doing it. Doing what? Causing a circus of activity and strategizing with Letitia James, this judge, Alvin Bragg, and the rest of them, and tying Trump up in court for one reason, so that he doesn't have to debate Biden. Remember, these people around Biden are trying to protect him. They're trying to prevent the National Elections Commission and the 12 debates they'd like to see between now and Election Day get scheduled, and do actually some of these debates earlier than later because of all this early election stuff still in certain areas of the country. Well, if we tie Trump up in court, he can't debate Biden. Whether he wants to debate Biden or Biden wants to debate him or not, Biden very cleverly took himself out of the hot seat by getting the court prosecutors and the Justice Department to go after Trump in an illegal election tampering scheme that if that's what happens, then they've succeeded on that. But I think, guys, they fail ultimately, because the American people, the grassroots of our nation, is about we, not about them. And all of the we the people folks we've been talking about are going to step up and step out and get into that voting booth and do what they've got to do. I regret we have to wait to November. Maybe that's a change we can talk about in the future. But today, we're waiting until November unless something radical changes.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of people are talking about this being a form of election interference. And I think that, you know, you're kind of hinting at that here, or saying, you know, yeah, you're in that camp on this situation. But they just can't put Biden on a debate stage. Like, I mean, no matter what, that's not going to fly. I mean, the guy can't even go to a staged dinner or get on his, you know, one of his Air Force One jets or Marine One without just falling down or a gaffe or anything. So, I mean, yeah, do you think this is a good strategy for them? Because, you know, I keep going back to the Obi-Wan Kenobi factor when it comes to every time they, you know, say they're going to lop his head off. It's almost like, you know, Jason Burmis, one of our colleagues here, he does the show after us. Yesterday, he said he thinks they're going to actually put him in jail. And I'm kind of trying to see that far down the line, too, to see, like, ultimately what the goal is. Because I've been feeling like ultimately the goal may be to put him back in, allow him to win, not rig the election in ways that they did last time, and then have a terrible geopolitical situation for him to deal with, or a financial one.
Yeah, putting the inconsistencies of how our allies look at us overseas and the lack of trust and confidence they're now in having in us. Think about what it does if Biden got in locally. I just pulled a piece of paper up. This is called the Biden Economics, okay? There's two columns in it, and I'll just read it in case you can't see it. Every January 2020 to January 2024, orange juice, coffee, wheat, white bread, eggs, chicken, ground beef, rice, iceberg lettuce, potatoes, milk, butter, bananas, Cheerios, and cream of mushroom soup. I'm looking at all of the increases in prices on these items. 43%, 60%, 100%, 50%, 33%. They're all over 45% on average, almost double in some cases. Is that what we want for another 4 years?
A lot of people, you know, if you believe them, these people are either stupid or they're liars, because they just think that Joe is the best president ever. And isn't it great that we're so well respected on the international stage again? And the gaslighting is unbelievable. But getting back to Judge Marchand, we've only got about a minute left. Did you see what he did today? He allowed a juror who has been posting a lot of anti-Trump videos to stay on the jury. It's unbelievable. They're not even making a pretense, Gene, of having a fair and impartial jury.
Yeah, I could only imagine how bad the others were that they discarded. But The truth of the matter is they only picked six today. They have more than double to go, and it's turned out to be a two-tiered system of justice that is right under your nose. Biden will not address the House Ethics Commission Committee and other agencies of the Congress that have called him in to testify. Yet this judge wants him in the courtroom 4 to 6 days a week. What an inconsistent two-tiered system of justice. I just don't understand
Peter Navarro,
why.
Yeah, Peter Navarro is in prison for doing exactly what Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are doing. You're 100% correct. And who's the biggest loser in this whole graduation contretemps? Unfortunately, it's Barron, an 18-year-old kid that would love to have his father at his high school graduation. Gene, one thing Absolutely. That's not two-tier is your appearances here on State of the Nation. You always bring your A-game. We can't wait to see you again.
See you again soon. Thanks, gentlemen.
You're watching State of the Nation on today's News Talk, TNT.
Hi, friends. Gene Valentino from the Grassroots Truthcast. You've got to join us not only for the great shows and entertainment and guests, but you got to join us because our sponsorship is growing. And it would mean a lot to them, not to mention me, if you come on board. And the one we're featuring this week is Luis Sanchez from The Cigar Shop. He owns a company called La Tradición Cubana. The Cigar Shop, Miami, Florida, since 1995. This Luis is really one heck of a guy. He's determined to manufacture cigars based on an unprecedented excellence in quality using old-fashioned Cuban methods. The cigar isn't always cheaper, but it is better. And if, like, you're drinking a fine wine, you got to have a fine cigar, look for Luis Sanchez at The Cigar Shop. He helped me find a nice Connecticut wrapper with a Nicaraguan blend. And this cigar has become not only my enjoyment, but this cigar has also become my brand and my marketing tool. If you notice up close, we've got a little label he's put on there for me. And that's my website, genevalentino.com. It's at the Grassroots Truthcast. Now here's the deal. You go to thecubanshop.com, find the cigar you want, and Luis will throw in the labels for free. But you got to tell him Gene sent you. Tell Luis Gene sent you. The labels are free. These are $50 to $100 values based on the count. And you can get this to become part of your branding experiment. I'm using this with my guests on the Grassroots Truthcasts. This could be your brand on your product, your service, anywhere in the world. Look for Luis Sanchez at thecubanshop.com. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your smoke.